5. Recycle all kinds of things. You probably sort paper, plastic, and household metal on a daily basis. But what about the tough stuff? There are reasons to go beyond the usual recycling. Unwieldy household toss-outs take up tons of space in landfills. Worse, items such as computers and cell phones leak hazardous materials like mercury and lead into nearby water supplies. Now, thanks to environmental groups, retailers, and municipalities nationwide, doing the right thing is a lot easier. Here's how. Computers. Give to a charity. If you have a computer or a component that still works, contact Share the Technology, sharethetechnology.org, which will match you with a nonprofit organization that needs equipment. If the computer isn't working, take it to a recycling center or a traveling electronics recycling fair. To locate a center in your area or to find out when a fair will visit your city, go to the website for Earth 911, earth911.org. Click on electronics and put in your zip code. Cell phones. National programs like Donate a Phone and Collective Good accept used phones and resell them, giving the proceeds to charities. To find links to these and other groups, visit Earth 911's website. Printer ink cartridges. Many branches of Office Max, Staples, and other office supply stores have set up on-site drop-off recycling bins. Check your local stores. Batteries. Most municipal collection centers allow you to bring in your used batteries for recycling and disposal. If you're a heavy battery user, consider switching to rechargeables, which also save you money. But even these batteries eventually wear out. When they do, they need to be disposed of responsibly. Old clothes and linens. Your best bet is a local Salvation Army. Anything in poor condition will be made into rags, and you'll get a tax write-off. Just be sure to ask for a receipt.